That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Welcome to the Cam Fan Show, and tonight we talk about a bunch of stuff, starting off with Mike McCarthy being fed up with the Joneses.
What?
I never thought I'd see Mike McCarthy being fed up over anything.
No, except for his Whataburger order.
Words Mike and fed together is a weird combination.
Mike fed?
I was trying to go down the path. Anyways, also on the show, we have the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders. Probably the most searched thing online. If you're a Dallas Cowboys content creator and you're not tagging the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders, you're losing a lot of SEOs there, son. But we talk about the Netflix series that is sparking the news in Cowboys Nation and how they only get paid a little bit of money. We talk about this and much more with America's Sweetheart, a Netflix original.
And we also discuss the Dallas Cowboys training camp schedule, finally released all the dates that they'll be practicing and scrimmaging.
Practice. Oxnard.
So we finish off the show with that, but we also have a bunch of crack 'em if you got 'em, sons.
We back, baby. We so back, baby. We
you
so back.
Crack 'em if you got 'em.
Crack 'em if you got 'em, son.
Crack 'em if you got 'em, son.
Ooh, the three best friends with three crispy crack 'ems on the Wednesday night CanFan main event. And we're feeling juicy. And actually, one of us is 40 years old now. One of us just got into the 40 spot. We're going to kick this episode off with a happy birthday, Bandwagon Boy One, and welcome to your, you know what? This is 40. There's a movie about you. You kind of look like Paul Rudd, to be honest.
Actually, maybe I should watch that tonight. This
you should
is
watch.
40.
Remember when that came out and it felt 40 felt so far away?
Yeah.
And now we're all knocking on 40's door.
You're going to be sitting on your couch shaking candies and be like, that's not true. It's not old.
That's not how old 40 is. Can't have a bunch of pregnant old bitches running around or whatever. AJ, how you doing? You're not 40 yet. 39, creeping on the 40 door. But
I'm like 39.9.
39.9. He's close.
I'm getting close.
Well, actually, we haven't been live for about 10, I'm going to say about 10 days. Bandwagon Boy was gone for a couple episodes. He's back now. He's 40. He's
Guess
back from
who's
Japan.
Back? Back again. AB's back.
The new Houdini song?
Abracadabra.
Have you guys listened to it?
Yeah, I put it on my goal score and I used that song.
What are your thoughts?
After I scored. I mean, it feels like it was from our era. And at first I was like, oh, it's kind of...
Did you see the music video?
Yeah, the music.
It's kind of fun.
Yeah, it's nostalgic.
Yeah, it's nostalgic. It is. Yeah.
I mean, I just think that at some point rappers just leave the... It's very hard for Eminem for me to be like convinced he's angry or he's... Hate like you're old, man. Like, you're not in that game anymore.
The only
right?
thing that he can realistically be mad about is Detroit not making
sure.
the Super Bowl. That's it.
Do a song about that.
Yeah, do a song about the Detroit Lions barely making the Super Bowl against the San Fran 49ers, and I'm Spotifying that bad boy. I'm putting that thing on the phone. But we are here, Cowboys Can Fan Show, main event Wednesday night. Been off for a couple weeks, and I'm feeling juiced up. I'm feeling good.
We all deserve some sabbatical time.
Well, this is the time to do it, right? Stuff's about to start ramping up. You're going to start getting training camps. We're going to get into that, but training camp's not a long time away. It's like a month away, guys. Before we know it, it's going to be kickoff. Before we know it, it's going to be preseason games. Before we know it, we're going to be docking in Oxnard for our second annual trip. So lots to go talk about.
You're going
to
hear first, folks.
There hasn't been a whole bunch of Cowboys news, but we got some stuff we're going to talk about because there's been some some rumblings at least.
Yeah. But hey, shout out to chat first and foremost. Just because we've been gone for a couple days doesn't mean we have to forget about the people who fuel this pod. And I'm not talking about AJ's balls. I'm talking about the chat. Dallas Cowboys Chris in the chat says he was 40 once a long, long time ago.
That's the start of a Star Wars movie.
And Houdini is a banger, says Robert Keller.
All right. Hey, guys, appreciate you up in chat. Love to see you guys. Love to hear all about it.
Here's a funny little thing I heard. When you are, when someone is 30 and you are 60, they're half your life. However, when you go, I screwed that up.
Okay.
Oh, God, now I can't remember how it goes.
When someone's 60 and you're 30, you're half their age.
And then you add on 20 years.
So
I fucked it up.
So
already.
80 and 50? Oh.
It's 20 and 60. Add on 20. All I'm saying is, you know what? Let me come back next week. Let me come back next week with
research
that.
It. Oh, research it a little bit.
Speaking of age, I shared in our group chat that it's a little skit where the guy is making fun of the millennial for getting Vice City, and he's like, "Oh, this is such a retro game." He's like, "Isn't it funny that the gap between you buying this game now is less than the gap from when the game was released in the 1980s?" And the guy like,
"I don't like that." That's like if they made a movie like
Dazed and Confused,
it'd be about like the class of 2004 or something.
Yeah,
which is weird.
Actually, you're right. If they make a movie about Dazed and Confused, it would be about my grad class.
It'd be like your grad class.
It would be about AJ's and my grad class.
So how weird is that? Just shows time's a funny thing.
Yeah, and the fact that all the fucking styles right now are all the retro. You're buying the
right back in there.
ASIC shoes. Anyways, okay, sorry. We had to give Chad a shout out.
And
we're never going to...
We tumbled.
Never going to apologize for interrupting.
Never going to give you up.
And I'm never going to give you up.
Well, what do we got on the docket tonight, fellas?
Well, there's the big news, which, you know, I'm skeptical, Pete, about it. But Mike McCarthy himself said, "Hey, this is what people are saying. I'm fed up with these Joneses.
I'm fed up with the Joneses.
He's goddamn fed up."
And there's also the training camp dates were released, and I can't believe I missed it because I was like constantly checking, and then
kind of waiting for it.
The last 2 days I didn't check, and this is when they released. So. What else is on the docket?
We don't have that much.
There's not that much, you know. We're gonna start with that.
We're gonna start with that, and it's gonna trailblaze.
Okay. I have a couple things we could bring up.
Yeah, do it. What do you want to start with? McCarthy?
Yeah, let's start with McCarthyism.
Let's go with Big Mike saying he's fed up with the Joneses, which I'm gonna call bullshit on this. Again, this is an unnamed source, which we hear this all offseason. That's been the Dallas Cowboys common denominator, is a storyline that's kind of earth rattling and headline grabbing, but it's always an anonymous goddamn source, guys.
Okay, let's see.
And I understand this might be one of the worst. It's not too bad. It's still in there. I understand the, obviously, as a journalist, it's like, yeah, I can't give up my sources.
The journalist or this guy? You're talking about Brian Diardo.
I'll fix it next time. Get out of here, CBS. For our audio listeners, I just got one of those annoying pop-ups. In case
hate them.
I understand why you would want to keep your source secret, because then that's how you get people to tell you shit. But it because of the day that we live in and how many things have been come out and then it's just been smoke and there has been no fire, whereas usually it was pretty telltale. At this point, like, I don't think if Mike was fed up with the Cowboys, he's been fed up with the Joneses. He's been fed up with them since they started. That's just how it is, I think. I don't think anything has changed.
He should just be lucky, to be honest, that he didn't get fired.
Yeah.
Realistically. Yeah. Like, everyone forgets, like, now that the season's creeping up. But that postseason game was pretty awful.
And Dan Quinn moved to a head coach position. That would have been an easy... You're talking about, oh, well, if this year... Not you, Anf, but... You.
Yeah, you were talking.
Me?
Yeah.
Me?
You were writing all this trash on your secondary Instagram. If the plan is, well, if Mike doesn't make it this year, then Zimmer can step into that position. And maybe the argument is, well, Zimmer's a better coach or Jerry likes Zimmer better. Okay, but in a vacuum, it's the same move as doing that this year with Dan Quinn, who just went on and poached all your player, a quality,
came up in your house and stole your undies,
stole your underwear, sniffed them in front of you,
sniffed them.
Here, are those mine?
Yes.
Dan Quinn, the undie sniffer.
Yeah, that's what he's known for.
Wears them on his head. Those panties.
He's sniffing them undies.
But none of those add up, and I have no sources, so this source might be right. But to me, it's like, and what's the outcome? Is Mike gonna pack his bags and leave before September? Like,
right?
What does that mean?
What does it mean? He's fed up. He's fed up.
Well, let's find out here, and Ultra's in the chat. It's giving us some other trails to go off of after we read this. I mean, he's doing it in the Ultra way. I'll just say a follow up after this part of the article that we're reading out here.
Well, here's where it starts. It always starts with an X.
An ex-Cowboys personnel man.
An ex-Cowboys personnel man recently said he's doing it the best he can. Some of the people I've talked to have said that he's getting fed up with it a little bit. So it's not only this ex-personnel man, okay, defined, but it's also his conversation that he heard from someone else, or maybe that he didn't even speak with them directly. He says, I've talked. So he's talked with a bunch of people. Who are they? Unless it's Jerry Jones's young, weird-looking son, Stephen Jones' son,
yeah, his grandson,
the alien, weird
alien
one.
Alien boy.
I don't want to hear it. Okay,
the first artificially made human.
I guess yeah.
He can hear you right now. This is tied into the RSS feeds.
I'm getting his blackballed right now.
Let's play along with it though for a second.
What here. The AI kid?
Yeah, yeah. AI play kid? Along with AI. AI Jones. Play along with AI Jones.
Is it real?
Jerry's definitely had his grandson made, kind of like the V on the Boys.
Yeah, totally.
Like he's tested that in him. First batch went to Batson, didn't work out too well.
Oh, yeah. We don't see those kids. Not,
is it the Boys or is the school one of the Boys?
Well, V is the school one, but the boy, just like how they use Project V or whatever.
Use the drug to get everybody all jacked up.
The kid's all weird.
Jerry calls it J. Give him more J.
Give him more J.
Like it just goes down and he goes small and into people's boners.
But what if... Okay,
boner? Is boner one of them?
Let's say it is true. Let's play along, okay? What is some potential outcomes if Mike McCarthy... do you think there's anything wild that would happen throughout the season? Even if, okay, Cowboys go 0-6.
The only thing I can see that makes a little bit of sense is that people thinking, and it says it in the article here, people think that Jerry Jones undermines the coach, right? A little bit. He can undermine the coach. But that if that's what, like you had said prior, AJ, if that's what he's getting fed up with, that would have been from the get-go.
Oh.
Jerry Jones has done that to every single coach that the Cowboys have ever had. Maybe not undermined them, but basically he was kind of making them do what he wanted, right? So... But as far as Mike being fed up right now, there's no end game to it. He's obviously trying to coach and win to get another contract, right? Maybe he's fed up that he doesn't have a contract and maybe he wants an extension for another year. But again, I'm leaning on the stance that he's lucky that he's even with the Cowboys this year. Because we were sitting in the same room in that fateful January day and we were screaming for his big fat head.
Yeah.
We were screaming. I was screaming, fire Mike! Big Mike!
We went and got not just extra large garbage bags for that big fat head. We went and got yard those leaf ones that are like...
Thicker material,
real big. Yeah.
Yeah.
We wanted his head.
So, okay. No, I think that's actually a really interesting take because...
Well, he could all...
Does he have... Sorry?
Yeah, I was going to say like it could have been just been a conversation where someone's like, so how's it going? How off season? Pretty tough, huh? Yeah, it's pretty tough. And then he's like, yeah, Big Mike's obviously getting fed up with
it. Or maybe he's just like, fucking Jerry Jones pisses me off.
Like everybody says about the, like yeah, everybody says about their boss at some point.
Like even your friend coworker at one point, you're like, he's pissing me off today because of.
Yeah, I said that to AJ as soon as he walked in.
Yeah.
Fucking contractor pisses me off.
God, you're pissing me off.
But I mean, I think it's healthy to honestly have that environment where you would be able to say it at least. And if I think the worst case scenario was who's Captain Clapp or Coach Clapp.
Oh, Jason Garrett.
He I didn't feel like had a backbone in him.
No.
Who, this loser?
Now, I didn't watch him as closely as I've been watching Mike McCarthy, but there is a...
You can if you stare at Jason Garrett too long, you start to like develop a tic.
I just wonder how unique the situation is. I think a lot of being an NFL coach is doing that balancing where you have an investor, an owner, and in this case, Jerry Jones is actually a GM as well, but they have a belief of how things should run. The coach obviously should have the best idea because he's in the shit, but there needs to be a compromise, a compromise between the two. I don't think that's like unique for the Cowboys, but it's just showcased so much. It gets the clicks, right? And so,
well, it says Jones is in this bottom paragraph here. Jones has long held the reputation for being a very hands-on owner. That was what largely contributed to the breakup between Jones and Jimmy Johnson following the Cowboys' successful defense of their Super Bowl title at the end of the 1993 season. The Cowboys did win a third Super Bowl under Jones' ownership 2 years later, but the franchise has never been the same since Johnson's departure.
Yeah.
So, but everyone knows this, and it's been like that since he had his best coach ever. Like, Jerry essentially ran away his best coach ever because he was a hands-on approach. But I think you fast forward 30 years later and you're Mike McCarthy coming into the situation for the Cowboys, you already know all this. It's not like it's this unreported thing. Like, every person knows that Jerry Jones wants to be in the spotlight. He wants to talk. He wants to make decisions. So I don't feel like this is going into his fifth year that this is some sort of big surprise.
So, but if you look at, so there's that next paragraph there where it says, where they're talking about Parcells and goes, I enjoyed working for Jerry. I learned a lot about the business side of the game. I found him to be very supportive. He was a benevolent person who did a lot for a lot of people. His word was good. I really liked him. So he brought in a Super Bowl coach of Bill Parcells the year after he won the Super Bowl. And Bill Parcells, what?
No.
Oh, sorry, a Super Bowl appearance.
Yeah.
So you bring in a winning coach like Bill Parcells, who a lot of people...
Well, Parcells was in Dallas 03 to 06.
Yeah, so he's there for 4 years.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, so he is bringing in some pretty good caliber of coaches. So you see, like, a Bill Parcells, who doesn't seem like a pushover. He says... No problem working with the
old
Joneses.
Old school mentality.
Maybe he actually gave a guy like Bill Parcells a little bit more runway.
Well, yeah, and Bill Parcells maybe said it'd be kind of the equivalent if another ex-Patriots coach ended up coming over. If Bill Belichick came over to coach for the Cowboys, it'd probably be the same thing. Jerry would probably leave him alone. I don't think Mike McCarthy had that deal. I don't think Jason Garrett had that deal. I don't think Wade... Phillips had that deal, right? So he's a very hands-on guy until you get the coach with that kind of cast that shadow, right? Like Bill Parcells is a legendary coach. Bill Belichick, legendary coach. Mike McCarthy, yeah, won a Super Bowl, but he's not on that same echelon of head coaches, right?
Well, the Cowboys definitely feel like they have a old school, I'm not going to say old school tough mentality, but you see the direction of all these fantastic new coach hires like Mike McDaniel in Miami. And he probably wouldn't work with the Jones family. The other devil's advocate is, does Mike McCarthy want more responsibility? Or is there some, like he might be the guy like, look, I want to have a say, scouting's not my forte. We got a team. I trust you. Like, we don't know what that conversation is. It still could be frustrating, but does Mike McCarthy want to take on that additional responsibility outside of being a coach? Maybe newer coaches are like, I want full control. I want everything to kind of be run through me, and I'll have a really close relationship with my GM. But, you know, they have to respect my opinion and give me 8 out of 10 things that I want. McCarthy might not want that responsibility. I mean, it's not an easy job to run a football team, right? And coach a football team. So there's just a lot of questions that come to mind here. And also you throw in it's more than likely a Stephen Jones issue.
Yeah.
Than it is a Jerry Jones issue. Cause we've seen in the last kind of two drafts, I would say, well, the ones that I've been really paying attention to and that we've been, streaming 24/7 when it's happening. But
3 days purely in this room, baby.
Jerry Jerry on camera, and maybe he knows he's on camera, he does seem like open to other opinions. He seems like he knows what he wants. But Steven, I think, has moved up from 2 years ago to where he is today. You got to prepare him for the handoff at some point, right? So he's only taking on more responsibility. And I wonder if maybe the way he deals with people and the way that Jerry deals with people is a little bit different, or maybe the respect isn't there. So that could be part of this whole getting fed up issue.
Or is it all clickbait?
Or is it all clickbait? And I'm down for a good bait.
A good clickbait and a good click to the bait in middle of June?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, how much is this legit, or how much is a nothing burger in your guys' minds?
Nothing's a nothing burger, but
when there's smoke, there's fire.
Hey, where there's smoke, there's fire. Well, when there's smoke, there's Whataburger.
Like, so if something comes out in the next month or two that has someone who's putting their name on it, okay, now I'm a little bit more interested. But again, at this point, we're running. This is the coaching staff and the GM team that we have running through this 2024 season. I don't think it will be the same at the end of the year unless the Cowboys are hoisting that Lombardi. So I agree with what you were saying at the beginning of it, Anth, is like, it should have been done. Mike should be happy that he's on the team. And I haven't heard him make any comments about this yet, but I bet you he's just going to say, when it comes up in the next presser, whenever that will be, he's just going to say it's nothing.
And yeah, of course he is. Maybe he's fed up. If I was fed up with anything, it'd be like,
where's the Whataburger? I said a Whataburger should be in this building.
Without tomato. They keep putting tomato on his Whataburger, and Mike does not bang with the tomato on his Whataburger.
No, after he gets,
what is that red thing?
He gets up out of his office and he starts walking around to everyone's desk. Who ordered lunch? Let me see. I didn't order lunch today, Mike.
Mike, get it. I never order your goddamn Whataburger.
I'm just the first desk you
your
see.
Your sweat is dripping on me.
Don't they got AC in this place? Yeah, don't they got AC in this $4 billion place?
Yeah, it's cold as hell in here.
Open the windows. Yeah. You know how they have those big-ass windows that open up?
And he goes into full panic attack mode.
I'm going to go down to the 50-yard line. I need some space.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place. That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
What he could be fed up with, though, is possibly, like, the CeeDee Lamb thing's been handled bad. The Dak Prescott thing's been handled bad. I mean, you could even go as far as saying the Micah Parsons thing's been handled bad. Like, one of those three guys should already be signed, if not all three.
Here's the thing. If I had just one of them in this year, let's say it was just CeeDee Lamb, I had signed Dak and I had signed Micah, or Micah was 2 years or so away, I might be inclined to play a little game to try to save $5 million if I can, okay? Which I think is what they're trying to do in that contract. But when you got a triple stack like this, you got to fast track at one of those guys.
One should already be done.
One should be done.
And in my mind right now, it should be CeeDee Lamb. CeeDee Lamb should already be under contract.
CeeDee Lamb,
sure. Yeah, he should have been under contract as soon as he had that season. He should have been signed before any of the other guys.
But the Super Bowl.
But his team's not stupid. His team's not dumb. But now that you see all these other guys that have, like, now that Justin Jefferson has been paid, that's set. The bar's set. You don't want another guy that we think's lesser than CeeDee Lamb getting paid next.
Yeah.
Because if that guy's now
higher,
or he might not be higher than Justin Jefferson, but if he's close.
Who's up next? Higginson?
It'll be.
Boyd? No.
Guys are on the right track. Who's the main guy? Chase.
Jamar Chase.
Jamar Chase.
Yeah, yeah.
If he's close to Jefferson, well, CeeDee Lamb just has to throw down his stat line and be like, well, I'm worth this much more. right? Like, I think they just pay what they paid Jefferson and move on from it.
Well, Ultra Cowboy says
CD gets a little chat. Give us a little chat.
CD will get done before training camp. They got Diggs and Steele in training camp last year. And then
and Martin.
And then he says people complaining and the 49ers have not signed Ayuk.
So well, yeah, and they might not.
And they probably I don't think they will.
They might not. But okay, what if they do? There's a guy. Okay. Do we think CD Lamb's a lot better than Ayuk?
Yes.
Yeah.
So what if Ayuk comes out and gets paid? Well, what did Jefferson get? 35 mil a year?
Let me look real quick.
So what if
isn't Ayuk asking for 38 mil?
No. I think he's asking.
But Ayuk's still on a rookie contract and I think he has still 2 years left. So
4 year, $140 million for Justin Jefferson, the guaranteed. That's what we want. So $35 million a year.
Yeah, $35 million a year. So if Ayuk comes out and gets like $33 million, well, now CeeDee Lamb's probably gonna even ask for more than Justin Jefferson.
You're at least having that's the contract CeeDee Lamb is going to want, plus $5 million more guaranteed, whatever that guarantee is.
It's because you always got a one up.
You just want a one up, and it's like the agent wants to win. There's also some pride in a team once it's all said and done, because they probably argued against it till the contract was signed, and then they're going to go out and be like, "Yes, we believe CeeDee Lamb should be the highest paid NFL player in the league, or the highest played wide receiver,
non quarterback,
even though they were trying to
get
to argue him down."
Well, right? And your first contract, like. You get your first contract because there is no guarantee that he's going to have the success.
I know.
As shitty as it's to say as a fan, because when you pay a player that much money, you hope to hell they pile on more stats than that. But there's no guarantee that he gets better.
And the idea is like the players know that they have a finite window of time to make their bag. So
he's getting his bag.
He's getting his bag, baby. TBR70 says CD will be paid. He also says, I think Micah should be paid. Stephen White says, glad I'm not dealing with contracts.
Hell yeah, Steve. You ain't wrong there.
Double R says, my opinion, no matter what, Dem Boy is going to be just fine, but I did just smoke a great tasting joint.
Smoke weed every day.
Smoke weed every day.
That's an oldie that I haven't played in a while.
Smoke weed every day.
An oldie, but a goodie. Double R says, CD deserves whatever, 100%. Ultra Cowboy says Cowboys will pay CD and Micah. The Cowboys are deciding between the QB choke artist or using the $60 million to keep Bland, Tyler, and Jake.
Hey man, do the Cowboys? It would actually be pretty gangster if the Cowboys do just roll with Dak Prescott without re-signing him. At this point, like all offseason, I preach. No, they're going to get it done. They're going to get it done to sign free agents to do this and that. That ship sailed. So at this point, there's what besides Dak being mad. What's the negative of not paying him this year? I guess if he wins a Super Bowl, then you got to pay him probably an extra 30% than what you would.
How gangster would it be that Dak Cowboy? And I'm now we're willing stuff into just like Alex gave me an offensive trends playbook for my birthday and willed me into an offensive coaching position. For Pee Wee football.
That's another thing we'll talk
about. Well, and I got you your coaching hat.
And my coaching hat from Ant. Thank you, bro.
AJ's book's fucking dope, though.
What if Dak Prescott...
As long as the links work.
The links do work.
They're good at 404.
There's some good plays in there.
It's just like a laughing meme.
Yeah. It's this?
It's Nelson.
Crack him if you got him.
That'd be a good soundbite. The Wilson laughing.
Yeah.
You have 24 hours to go rob a house.
Yeah, AJ got you like... That would be a good birthday gift, actually. Yeah. Like, when you go on a link and it's something crazy.
Oh, my God! It's like it's a person with a gun. It's like that show, The Game. I got so messed
you
up there
because weed every day.
Toast me one, son.
Okay,
think about this though. Just to add on to like signing these guys, CeeDee Lamb was on this list the 13th highest selling jersey. Parsons, I think, was
number one.
He
didn't even crack 10.
Didn't crack 10, but Parsons was one.
I think Parsons was like six,
or was he six? Well, anyway,
I think Mahomes was one.
Okay. That's what I'm getting different numbers from these lists.
Okay.
So anyways, but let's say CD's top 20 jerseys.
Yep.
It's like you're probably going to get back, I don't know, a quarter of that contract over those next 5 years selling CeeDee Lamb jerseys.
Jersey sales.
I'm going to get a nice the navy blue version. Thank you, sir. of CeeDee Lamb. I want a CeeDee Lamb jersey in every color.
I want all my favorite players just in the Color Rush jersey. The Color Rush jersey, I think, might be my favorite jersey.
I have Prescott and CeeDee Lamb in the Color Rush jersey, but I don't have enough.
Does AJ have the D-Law? Is it D-Law your Color Rush?
No, I have D-Law in Color Rush as well.
I have Tyler Smith in Color Rush. That thing is badass.
I have D-Law and Prescott and Diggs. I have Thanksgiving Prescott, and then my Color Rush I have. The Color Rush is different than the
Why don't you ever break out D-Law?
I do wear D-Law.
The Color Rush is white. It's a white jersey.
Yeah. I have Lamb in Color Rush, Prescott in Thanksgiving, and D-Law in Color Rush.
I bet you say that to all the boys.
Okay, what I was going to say.
Ad just took us down a trip there. Ad took us on a trip. BW1 was
that. Be careful, though. It's spicy.
That was a trip down Jersey Lane.
Be careful, though. It's spicy. I was going to say it would be crazy, and it would be almost more gangster for Dak Prescott to not get signed, fucking go on a tear this year, win the Super Bowl,
and then
gives them the fingers and says, see you later, alligator.
Willie Beeman them?
Yeah, Willie Beeman them. He goes to New Mexico. Him and Mike McCarthy go to the expansion team in Toronto, Ontario.
Oh, could you imagine?
Ooh.
Would we have to be the Toronto? We'd have to be like, what would Toronto they'd be like the snowman or something. Snowman Can Fan? Snowman Can Fan?
Yeah. Snowman Can Fan. TBR70 says, honestly, I think we have a great QB, but he needs to watch linebackers. Ultra Cowboy says it's not sustainable to pay a QB franchise money and he chokes in the playoffs. Cowboys are laying the groundwork to move playoffs. On to 25.
Hey, and this is the thing. You look at Dak Prescott's regular season statistics and they hold up with the best of them. But there is a glaring stat that he doesn't win postseason games and he does get nervous and he doesn't do well. So that is something at some point that the team has to seriously look at.
Yeah.
And you have to make a decision. Do I want to sink the next 5 years of this or 4 years into this team trusting a quarterback that can't win a playoff game?
Playoffs.
That's like the first time I've actually kind of went at Dak a little bit.
You did. You went right at him. What do you think? Did you guys talk a little bit about when I was away about?
Guess you'll have to go back and watch
about the possibility of them removing the QBs from the salary cap.
AJ and I actually, while you were gone, we just went and reviewed 90s rap on YouTube. Mm-hmm. That's all we did.
Sweet. What's your favorite 90s rap?
90s
song?
Rap song 93 till infinity.
Oh, yeah, that one. That one's a banger. We listen to that when I drop the kids off at school, like crank it on, and we just all vibe to it.
That's probably. Yeah. Is that rap or hip hop?
That's hip hop.
That's hip hop.
That's.
I'm going to classify.
That's
it
one
that
of these.
Crack
him if you got him. Crack him if you got him.
Sorry, you asked an important question there about that salary cap.
Yeah.
I like a little stat talk like that.
Ooh.
Do lives. Do your googly. Do your searching. Do some behind baseball.
Some behind baseball. AJ's doing. Oh yeah, see if we can hear. Let's throw it up on the screen. Search for NFL it, baby. Search for it, baby.
Separate.
And this is where someone was saying this is. I mean, obviously, when news like that goes, people are like, "This is why Jerry hasn't re-signed Dak because he knows this is going to happen."
Knows what's going to happen.
The salaries for the QBs are getting so ridiculous that they're looking at having them categorized separately from
the actual salary. We did talk about this in the DMs a little.
Fucking these goddamn NFL articles or CBS Sports, they're like hard on the left. But anyways, we know the news. It's some NFL owners are discussing potential QB salary cap.
And look who they have a picture of there right there.
Jerry. Of course he is.
Of course he is.
Look, of course the teams want it. I don't like it. I
hate it.
Because all that means is like then that market needs to get controlled.
Yeah,
teams need to control that market. Although, when we look at the stats, it's always trending similar from like 10 years ago. The amount that quarterbacks eat up in a salary cap is trending along. It's always been roughly
7%.
Like a low of 15 and a high of like 23 and an average of...
Oh, of the team.
Of how much the salary cap...
How much of that pie they're eating.
Yeah. So it's like
nom, 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 nom. How much of that Pac-Man pie they're getting?
It's always been roughly 18, 19, 20% like on an average. And that is what the expected contract for Dak Prescott would land in.
There's 15 people on the planet that can play quarterback.
Can win playoff games. And yeah, playoffs. I know what you're saying. Dak can too.
That's what we do.
Look at teams that don't have a quarterback. They have no chance. So it makes sense. that you're going to dish out that kind of piece. That's how much you're going to put into.
Yeah.
It's like if you look at a car, right? What's going to be one of the most expensive parts of your car? Your engine, right?
Mm-hmm.
You look at shit. Look at the door handle. Like the door handle's your fucking third string linebacker. It's not going to be a lot of money, right? You got to whatever's making that entity move the most is going to get the most amount of money.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, the only way I would like it is if they put a cap on it that was lower than what.
That's the only thing I would like. If they said, okay, you can only put 20% of your total salaries, the most you can go to quarterback.
To any player.
Yeah. So then it's like you're going to cap out. So then you're not having to worry about another quarterback signing for $55 million a year. Now your quarterback is signed for $60 million a year.
The max is kind of set each year.
But I also kind of like the crazy numbers.
Oh, yeah. I'm just saying if they were.
Wait till we see the first one. In our lifetime, we will see the first $1 billion contract for an NFL player. Yep. We will see that in our lifetime, probably within the next 10 years.
Do you think what if they had it? I mean, this will never happen, but it's like, okay, you get one.
They have to suck each other's dick.
You get 1 minute to suck each other's dick.
Why would I want that in my contract?
You get one player position that you can like that doesn't hit the cap in a certain way. So it's like you could decide.
Yeah, everyone goes quarterback
everyone
then
would
though.
Go QB.
Then I like that with non-quarterback then.
Hey.
I don't like it. Play within the fucking rules.
Like I'm a beach. Huh?
Hey.
Well, this
I only have $273 million.
I'm going to play my free cap card on middle linebacker. Middle linebacker.
We're giving it to Aubrey. We're giving it to Marcus.
Yeah, I don't like the secondary back to the quarterback secondary cap. It's an interesting, but it looks like it said right there that the teams aren't looking at it.
No, but hey, it's on their discussion. I would, the amount of fucking trickery or like NFL accounting that these guys can do, they don't need it.
No,
they'll figure it out.
And everyone says the salary cap's kind of a myth anyways. Sure, it makes sense per season, but you're always going to be able to get under it and do certain things to keep your star players.
Yeah, and
unless you're the Dallas Cowboys.
Every team has an accounting team that's crunching those numbers.
Witch doctor.
Little squirrels.
Playing with the hair dolls of everyone.
Say, hey, Steven, so are we looking at signing anybody this offseason?
I'm sorry. Somebody trying to talk to me while I'm working?
Yeah, no, sorry, Steven. Okay, we won't bother you.
Steven Jones
like,
does not
what the fuck are they doing? Offense. Like, it's just ridiculous.
Oh, get prepared to go to training camp without CeeDee Lamb, guys. I would say CeeDee doesn't sign till just before season. And then you're going to have the 5-game stretch of him needing to get warmed up. So, who knows? I mean, granted, last year he was at all training camp and it took him 5 games to warm up. So, maybe, who cares, right? Let him sign.
Yeah. Well, I think the game plan, it was more of a game plan change, like get CeeDee the ball. But, hey, we still, the point of this season is get to the playoffs. So, however we do that, we need to do it. Next on the docket, and it's actually something we didn't talk about earlier, ooh, so I'm going to throw it at you now.
Oh, nice.
Hey.
Is you.
Yummy.
Anth has been watching the Dallas Cowboys.
See, I was kind of waiting for this till you guys watched it, just so we could have something to talk about.
Well, it's if you type in if you type in Dallas Cowboys,
that's all that tops up.
All that comes up right now.
That's kind of, I was hoping you guys would watch it so that we could, maybe you guys should, you guys got to power watch it so that we can talk about it on Sunday.
I will.
What? Okay.
Hey, I'll blitz it.
I'm
like, man, I'm so tired for some reason. Why? Oh, I watched the
Dallas AJ's going to be tired. He's going to have about 25 baits while he's watching.
I got 10 minutes in. I had to pause it.
I paused it in the intro. Why? I don't know.
Had a bait.
Guess what?
I'm like,
got too fiery.
Hey, send me all the photos of the Dallas Cowboys cheerleader locker room that we took. Why? Because I want to match up their locker rooms when I see. I need to know where they sit so I can match up their faces. We will do a better breakdown, but I just want to know what's your first kind of take on it, and then we can have a bigger discussion after me and Adam watch some episodes.
Okay, so I've really enjoyed it. Actually, Tay and I are about 3 episodes in. One thing, they're all super hot, super athletic, super talented, and they all have like crazy jobs. They're all like orthodontists and like they have really great jobs because the Dallas Cowboys only pay their cheerleaders $500 a game. That's
Now, do they say why in it?
I'll tell you why. Supply and demand.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, but so
you know how many people would be like interested in being a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader?
Well, it shows that they already have the interest. There's so many people that want to be Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders.
It's so hard to be a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader.
Well, they're
too.
Kind of using it against them because they want to be this Dallas Cowboys cheerleader so bad that most of them aren't doing it because of the money. They're not doing it for monetary value. They're doing it because they're all great dancers and they've all had this dream of being Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders because the brand of the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders, the DCC, is its whole entity, like outside the Cowboys. So when the Joneses came on, and it dives into this in the episode, Charlotte Jones, Jerry Jones's daughter, actually kind of started turning them into their own brand, where before they were the first cheerleaders ever shown on TV, and they were just kind of, you know, nothing crazy. But then they turned it, when the Joneses took over, they turned it into their own brand, and it's taken off, right? When I think back to all the games we've been to, I don't think I've ever even, like, looked. Granted, we're 500... Yeah. We're like 5,000 feet in the air.
You didn't look because you can't see them without binos.
You couldn't see them without binos because we're in the nosebleeds. But it's been really good, and it dives into the backstory, dives into the crazy shit that they have to do, the amount of training they do, the little that they get paid.
Yeah.
That's kind of been the biggest talking point around the internet right now is how little they're paid.
Is it unique? Is it unique to the Cowboys, or is it kind of like that's the going rate depending on where you go?
Haven't checked.
Here's the thing.
I'd imagine that's probably the going rate for cheerleaders.
But as a, like, you know, people might hate on me for this, and I haven't watched the series, so I might change my opinion. But I'm definitely like, well, the benefit that a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader could get if she wanted to continue to, like, she could open up her own dance studio and probably make a shit ton more money because she's a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader. So there is that, like, well, by me having my name attached to this brand, I can go off and do more things. Now, not everyone has the time or know or will to do that, but that's what I always think about is, like, sure, it might be $500.
Well, it's just
$500 USD too.
Yeah, so that's like $750 Canadian. But you don't hear any of the cheerleaders, any of the gals dancing for it or trying to become it, complain about the money. It's more the internet. It's like $500, blah, like thinking
because
it's
Charlotte
crazy.
Jones will kill them if they talk about
it. Yeah, she's like, I'll slit your throat if you say anything.
If you say anything bad about us.
But you got to think that the Jones family watched this documentary after it was made and they had to give it the okay.
I'm 100%.
Yeah.
And I think
it's worked. Everybody's talking about it. They released it at the perfect time when football news is like dead, essentially. And like Ad said, you type Dallas Cowboys right now and everything that pops up is about this documentary.
Can you double check some behind baseball? Because I know the Cowboys Association, I don't know if it's Jerry Jones or someone, has a response to the negative feedback about $500. They have. So we could bring that up and talk about it. I was going to say, they're just talking about $500 per game. Do they get a different per diem? Do they get a different salary for that? Because they're not just doing... It's not like, hey, you got to do 8 months of training for $500 per game. There must be some sort of base salary they get.
They come out and when they're in training and auditioning and stuff, I think they get put up in a hotel and they probably get like a food allowance.
Yeah, but...
But I don't... They shut their lives down, basically.
Yeah, but I mean, so like for all season, because they're probably...
Well, they just do home games.
They just do home games, but they have practices and whatnot.
Yeah.
I'm sure they get like a weekly salary as well.
I don't think
You're going to have to watch the series.
I know.
You're arguing with Anthony.
They haven't said anything about
it. No, I'm not arguing with him. I'm just saying.
I feel like when I talk to you, I feel like you're talking to me like that. Like, why are you yelling at me about this?
Kilo C says DC cheerleader folklore ?
It's been good. It's been good. It's been interesting. And one thing I didn't know is as a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader, you can only do 5 years. After you've been a Cowboys cheerleader for 5 years, you have to retire.
I don't want no 27-year-old hag on my squad. Get her off the field.
I don't want no 27-year-old saggy-titted bitch.
Well, no.
Charlotte, relax.
Why do you sound like Jerry Jones exactly?
And why do you look like Stephen Jones? I did watch the first 5 minutes. So I've seen the first 5 minutes of the first episode, and they were.
So you made fun of AJ making 10 minutes, and you only made it 5 minutes. Maybe you got your first bait.
Maybe longer. And then I got sidetracked for some reason.
I don't know. Then I got lost interest.
Because when I was overseas,
In Japan.
Oh, here we go.
Or is it Japan or is it Japan?
And when I was
is
in
the Jay Silent,
here
or
we
not
go.
Silent?
Here we go. It's Viet Cong Adam.
When I was in Japan, some stuff wasn't working. I tried to watch House of the Dragon and it wouldn't work. And I was like, oh, let me see if something on Netflix and America's Sweetheart works.
No VPN.
I watched. Pussy. I don't have. Yeah, fuck it. Hey. I'm fucking
you
out
didn't
here.
Even, you didn't use Crack'em VPN?
Hey, guess what? Didn't use Crack'em VPN? I'm out there barebacking it in the fucking world, and I
you're
don't
nuts.
Give a fuck.
You're nuts.
You're like, hey.
I don't give a fuck.
Hey, here's a...
I don't give a fuck.
Here's a open...
The conspiracy?
Here's an open Wi-Fi. I'm just gonna join... Hop on
hey,
this one.
Hey, hop on. Who wants to steal my identity, bitches?
Jumps up. This is an unsecure network. Are you sure you want to continue? Yep.
Yep. Get out of my way, stupid pop-up.
I don't know where I was going. Oh, what I was going to say, they, even the veteran cheerleaders have to run through the auditioning process.
They all do,
so
yeah.
It's like not everybody is safe. Just because you were on the team last year doesn't mean you're going to make the team this
Which
year.
I respect that. That's how
Kelsey, I was going to cut your ass last year if you keep that fucking... I don't know. Cartwheel up. You're off the goddamn team.
So I'm into episode 3. There's 7 to go. Pretty sure I'll watch episode 4 tonight. So okay. I've been into it. It's been good. But we'll have to dive back into this.
I will give
you guys watch it.
And I will give Les Fleurs, the flowers. That's French for the flowers. To Netflix, they do good documentaries. I'm not a massive fan of Netflix overall package that they deliver, but they do nail documentaries pretty damn good.
And they're starting to get NFL content, which we all love.
Sure.
Like that, sign me up. I inject that shit, light that shit up on a spoon, get it in a needle, and inject it into my veins because I love me some NFL
content. You know Netflix is vying for that NFL
live
deal.
Oh, fuck yeah. This is a test.
Because, and I think with the lawsuit that's going on with NFL Sunday Ticket right now, I mean, possibly...
Whoa. Don't just drop lawsuit knowledge and not
expand on it. I was trying to open the gate for us to do some behind baseball. They're not really talking about it a lot at the moment. It's like a quiet lawsuit that's going on, but like Roger Goodell has to take the stand. I don't know the specific
about what?
It's something with the pricing of the Sunday ticket, and I think where people are coming back and they saying like, I want to just be able to buy a Dallas Cowboys Sunday ticket. I only want to watch Dallas. I don't want to pay fucking $400 for all of these games.
I feel like they'll somehow dick you into making you pay more.
$400
just more for your team.
But what I'm going at, like,
it's like okay, you just want that, all right? Well, you could have got Sunday ticket for $300. Now you need to buy the Dallas Cowboys package for $550, and you get all their backstage content.
Yeah.
Hey, don't worry. We got you.
Yeah. We got you, suckers.
I mean, they should just, with all of these, and I don't know, you. This is where you look at the deal structures and you see who has what and who has the rights to air what. But eventually, wouldn't it not just go to an NFL app, a streaming app, and you just pay an exorbitant amount?
No, because there's too much money for these Amazons and Netflix.
But they want to do that.
They have the licensing deals.
So you're saying that NFL themselves would end up, but the NFL
would kill the whole deal.
Yeah,
though.
So the NFL, the way they're getting the money, like them starting their own streaming device and making people pay $15 a month isn't as much as they're going to get from giving games to Amazon 12 games to whatever.
If you're paying I pay $250 for NFL Sunday tickets through my television provider to do it through YouTube TV when we were looking at it, which we don't have access in Canada for to do,
which is so good.
It was even more. You had to have YouTube TV subscription. So what I was going with this is that, if they said to you on the NFL app to have the only way you were able to ever see anything NFL was by paying like $500 here, they still did all the commercials and everything just ancillarily went to the NFL's broadcasting network on this one streaming app. They could make a lot of bank doing it that way.
Maybe they'd have stopped growing the game, though. Maybe it stops growing, though.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong. That's correct.
I wonder about that because there are people out there, and I'm not going to say that I'm one of them. I'm just going to say I know that there are people out there, but not a guy like me.
Yes, there are people out in the world.
Not a guy like me
out there
who will find a little rat scallion way to download movies, download video games.
Stream.
For free. And the amount, like, I'm always just waiting. The amount of money that these companies continue, and NFL's the front runner, they continue to make more and more bank, where, like, I just can't believe that piracy is dropping. It's got to be staying consistent. So it only shows that even though the free option is there, and it might take a little bit more work to find, people will more than gladly just say, you know what, I'll just give you $400 a year.
I pay more for all of my every single month for all of my streaming stuff together than I would if I had, like, the most jam-packed cable package.
100%.
I think this is...
That's like,
because it's at your own leisure.
Yeah.
That's the main selling point.
The convenience.
DAZN right now, DAZN might be the best option, really.
Yeah.
For price-wise, price for what you get. Like, in Canada, we get DAZN, which is a streaming service that has basketball, hockey, soccer, and the NFL. You pay, I think it's $25 a month Canadian, and you get every NFL game. So in the States, if they have a game that's on Amazon or a game on ESPN or whatever the Prime, whatever it is, you will still get that game on DAZN. You still get the playoff games, playoffs. You get all that shit. Like, DAZN, minus its lag, which we can't have in studs. Like, ads got to fork out
ad has to fork out the fucking $300 for NFL Sunday Ticks.
Hey, man.
Hey, let's just. I'm in on it. I'll throw you a fucking.
I'll throw it too.
I'll throw you a tenner.
Just don't back pay us. Don't make us back pay.
But this is the kind of comedic roundabout of it all is. We went through, us three in this room definitely, but just we went through having to watch the channel that the game's available on. Then we went through, well, you could purchase these packages with your cable company. Then we went to fucking cancel your cable and just purchase one platform. At the time, there wasn't as many as there were.
Yeah, now every fucking buddy has a streaming.
Now we're back to, okay, pick your package. But instead of having a person who provides it to you.
All streaming's done is became the new cable. It's the same thing. All Uber has done is become the new cabs.
Well,
it's
you recreate
a service that people want. And the whole reason that people use the service in the first place because they hated the original one. And then they just reenact it. They just do this.
But now there's an app. Now there's an app. Yeah.
The problem with streaming, what we're seeing now too, is the base plan. Base plan's going to go up by $2, and we're going to give you, you're going to have commercials in it.
Yeah.
And if you don't want commercials, you pay X amount of dollars.
That drives me nuts.
Which is stupid. And then
that was like TiVo. You want to get rid of commercials, get TiVo.
And then now we're going to come into a point where, because a lot of these streamers, there's the streaming wars is going on, and they're putting billions of dollars into production. Stuff like, let's say, Paramount Plus. They're like, well, fuck, we can't continue to sustain this. We're going to sell all of our stuff over to HBO Max or Amazon Prime, and now they're going to license it, and then that's going to happen for a few years, and then shit's going to just go away. So, like, it's going to go down to having one or two big players.
It's going to get to the point that we can only watch two football games a week because we can't afford to pay to stream.
Man,
$10 a pop.
AJ shared that it's cheaper to go to a Panthers game live than to. What was it
in the States? If you, it's cheaper to go to have season tickets for the Panthers than if you paid for all their separate streaming devices that their games are going
to
be on this.
And that might be unique to Panthers, but still
crazy.
It's wild. Here's you. I do think it's
makes
coming.
Me kind of want to get Panther season tickets. To be honest,
I honestly do think it's coming where the NFL will have a service itself. It won't happen until they redo their next contract with these corporations, but they'll do that, I believe, where you can say, I want the Dallas Cowboys package, and it'll be $350, but it'll essentially, they'll have a backroom deal with all the other streamers and be like, well, we'll stream it for them on ARP. So it's like this fucking roundabout.
Are they going to take CanFan with them?
Yeah.
Give us a 30-minute episode.
Give us a 30-minute time slot.
Look, we've been in discussion with NFL.com Alien.com streaming service.
And Jerry Jones is AI son or, or grandson.
Yeah, yeah. Alien Jones. Farm grandson.
Alien Farm grandson. But I mean, like, look, if you're saying you pay the subscription fee, you get all the Dallas Cowboys games, you get their all 22, you get behind the scene access to it. It's basically like you get a Hard Knocks for them. Like people would pay bonkers, that.
But you need to, it would need to be worth it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You need the behind the scenes.
Why it will work is because it will be too complicated to know. You're going to overspend if you try to get all of, like, Amazon has Thursday nights or whatever, and they'll just make it so you'll pay for your package. It'll still probably save you whatever, 20, 30 bucks a year. But it'll save you more because you're overspending by getting a package and not actually utilizing 90% of the what they offer because you're just wanting a few things. Although that's the nature of streaming, right?
Well, I do respect the NFL in the sense that, like, okay, Roku TV had that behind the scenes on the draft. You got a Netflix thing with QB1 or QB.
NFL's just sticking their booty up in there and letting anybody with the highest bidding price get a little piece of that.
You have them on Amazon.
So they're
putting feelers out there. They'll allow all their teams to put out really great, high-quality content. Like, some teams invest a lot of money on their YouTube channels.
I go down, like, the Chargers YouTube channel.
Absolutely.
They're so good, man.
Like, they're putting out very, very quality stuff.
The Bucks have
and
a
actually,
good one.
Like, even in, like, look at what we're seeing too. A shift. You got in season Hard Knocks. You got off season Hard Knocks as
which
well.
Which is the Giants.
You got individual teams doing
so
their own.
But now they're calling. That. So, yeah. So that was my question. So the off season Hard Knocks is the regular Hard Knocks, right?
But the on season one's better.
In season is in November.
Yeah, it was the Dolphins one this year, and it was awesome.
But the off-season one, it's not like you're getting off-season Hard Knocks and then Hard Knocks and then in-season Hard Knocks. It's just off-season Hard Knocks is the regular Hard Knocks. That
I would love the in-season Hard Knocks for the Cowboys. Actually, did it all or nothing. The Cowboys did it. I think it was Amazon.
It was Amazon. Amazon
which was
has
really
all or nothing.
Which was really good.
This
a
is what
years
I want.
Ago.
I want preseason Hard Knocks.
Postseason Hard Knocks?
No, it's called
Green Knocks.
It's called Hard Knocks, Grower Not Shower. That's preseason.
Meat and Gazing Hard Knocks?
And then during the season, it's Hard Knocks, Hard as a Rock.
Hard as a Rock
I like
knocks?
That. Hey, guys, we've went an hour. Do we dive into it or do we save the training camp schedule for the Sunday service?
Can I propose?
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, propose.
Can I well, I know, but...
Yes, I'm married, but... I'm not opposed.
Unless we have a time constraint, I'd love to do one more crack 'em and just pull up the training camp, and then we quickly talk about what we're looking forward to. We don't have to go into major details, but we can definitely start breaking it down more when we know what our schedule.
Yeah, okay. Let's take a quick gander and toss. If you're
toss
me one. Pass me one of them crack 'ems too. Then.
Oh, shit. Our first crap of the season. No, did it do anything? Is it okay?
It's okay.
Oh, fuck. If that was a screen a couple years ago, it would have...
It would have smashed. Hey, that would have been funny. It would have smashed.
Smashed up, bro.
I can't believe you broke Ant's phone.
That would have been funny.
The biggest news of the offseason that I was waiting for and looking at constantly and then stopped looking for, finally released when I stopped looking for it.
Crack him if you got him.
And that is the Dallas
Crack
Cowboys
him if you got him, son.
Training camp... 2024 dates, and
it's always a fun one to release because it's like, man, we got the dates for you know, it's what as football fans, not just Cowboys fans, you have these dates that get you along the off season. You have the Super Bowl because we're never in it, so you have that date. then you have the draft, you have the combine draft. Then you have free agency somewhere in there, and then you get the release schedule for the training camp, and it's just exciting because it means we're one step closer. To Cowboys Nation football, baby!
We do, baby. That's what we do.
So this one has that they kick off, I guess, on Thursday, July 25th is the actual first open practice, and it'll run all the way to August 21st, which is the week of or the second week of preseason, first or second week
I think,
of preseason?
It's something like that. It ends up being second or third week of preseason.
Which is interesting. I always find that interesting. But hey, lots of.
But then they take it back over to then they go back to Frisco, Texas, and they still practice, right?
after?
Yeah, they bring it back there. Then they're practicing in Texas for two weeks prior to the season kickoff. But well, you get one or two it used to be like the two preseason games, and then two preseason games they would be playing from, like they'd be back practicing in Frisco.
Well, let's get this in.
Crack them if you got them, son.
We went as a trio last year. What should we be looking for? What do you guys think we should be looking for this year at the draft?
The draft? Ooh.
Okay. I'm a little behind, but if you
could... If they don't take running back, I'm pissed.
Yeah. No, at training camp, whatever comes to mind. Is it some battles? Is it someone taking a step up? Maybe it's Stevens, the tight end, reclaiming his, I don't know, I guess third spot on the roster there for tight ends. Like,
I think it's an easy one right now with CeeDee Lamb out. Who's going to step up?
Yeah.
Who's going to step up? What wide receiver is going to reclaim or take over that wide receiver three position, right? They're going to get a chance with the ones. Yep. Someone's going to get a really big opportunity. Like these third, fourth, fifth, sixth wide receivers that are battling it out, they have the best opportunity in front of them right now with CeeDee Lamb not being around.
I gotta say, it has to be the eyes are on Tolbert, and then there's also one wonky eye looking off left to Flournoy.
Like Flournoy?
Kind of like this.
Yeah, just look at him.
Flournoy.
But then you have Brooks from last year who had a Debo? Good training camp. Yeah, Debo.
He's got a Debo eye.
You have like the wide receiver class might be, or the wide receiver group might be one of the best battles in all of camp, because you have all these guys that are super athletic and have this glaring opportunity at them. Who's going to seize it? That's going to be one of the most talked about things going into training camp and during training camp until CeeDee Lamb is signed.
And actually, like what we saw last year, and actually before I go that, Rolando Rodriguez, our boy, says, Cowboys fan, what's up, guys? Drinking Canadian beer. Cheers, emoji. Cheers, crack them if you got them. Go Cowboys, emoji.
Rolando, what kind of beer? Yeah, what's the Canadian beer?
6%.
Molson Canadian beer. Yep. He goes, what are you guys drinking, Canadian beer? And there should have been a question mark. I just read it without.
Oh.
We're drinking Canadian seltzers,
yeah, we're
basically.
We're seltzer boys.
We're seltzies, vodka seltzers.
Yeah, once we hit that kind of 35-year-old.
Or 40.
Or 40, but we made the switch early.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was probably into the seltzers. Yeah, 31.
Well, once they became tasting good, because I remember they still were full of sugar before.
And it was just like tonic water and
malt liquor.
Malt liquor and tonic water.
Basically moonshine poured into a syrup.
Anyone that bashes a nice Canadian seltzer, 5%, they just haven't had them.
Such a shitty amount of money.
CanFan almost could have bought it. Yeah, you know how fat I would be if I was like, or fatter, I should say, if I was drinking beer all the time?
Yeah.
What do you mean I'm fat?
No, I was saying like I drank beer at our lacrosse. Like that whole weekend, yeah. I just drank beer and I felt fucking bloated
like,
the next day.
Like bogged down.
Grizzly says, who's worse, Trudeau or Jerry? Trudeau. I guess define
Trudeau.
What
Trudeau.
Yeah, you got to define what
I honestly
worse
don't really hate Jerry Jones that much. Most fans really hate Jerry. I don't have that same hate.
Hey, point to it.
Point to what?
Point to it.
Oh, yeah. I got Jerry Jones to sign my hat
right there.
Jerry Jones signed my goddamn hat.
AJ's thing is signed by him.
With me and Jerry, we go back, okay? We go back quite a long time. I'd like Jerry to, like, get out of the way and just stop being an old guy.
Just be a fun owner.
Just be the owner and still be the... And he may have done that, and he's just putting up some show. But Trudeau has affected my life for the last 9 years now. And I've only really started disliking him in, like, I never really liked the guy, didn't hate him, but I've only really started disliking him in the last couple years.
Yeah.
But here on
CanFan, we don't really like to get into politics but
this is, regardless of which political, I hate the way he talks. I hate how he,
I hate the way that you talk, the way that you walk, the way that you dress.
He just seems like these...
Water juice box.
Well, he just seems like a substitute teacher that comes in and...
He's got a real punchable face.
He's trying to, like, be,
smarter than he is?
Impressive or smarter or, like, like get control, and it's like I just don't buy it. Like I think everything seems fake.
Wasn't he actually a substitute teacher?
Yeah, he was.
Oh yeah, that was or like his credentials.
And a skiing instructor.
Oh my goodness.
Here's another battle.
Sorry, but I stopped what I was going to say really quickly.
Finish it.
I'll say it. The thing that I think we're going into this training camp versus what we were last training camp is that when we were like watching what was going on and like not really knowing kind of how things are structured, we ourselves were like trying to get like a footing on it. And now coming into it, if we're going into Oxnard this year, we kind of have an idea of how things are set up. So there's the mystery of like, what do we do? Where do we go? It's kind of like gone. So I think you can get in, you can really focus in on some of those battles that are happening.
Classic producer thinking CanFan, how CanFan can get better. I like it.
Also get to that little cage by the... Did you shit your pants? No.
Did you shit your pants?
I didn't shit my pants, no.
Someone...
Murph?
Oh, yeah, for sure he did. I got to go take him. Okay.
Oh, my God. The dog
shit. It smells like... It's an old... Okay, you guys talk.
Okay, okay. I'll answer your question.
You shit
it
your
does.
Pants.
It does. It's wafting in.
Oh, I just hit it. Oh, that is a... You thought that came from Alex? That shows how Ad thinks of you. He thought, oh, my God. He thought that came out of you?
Alex, are you dead?
Oh, that is like...
Are you dead?
I'm like...
Sweating?
Like tasting it. That is nasty.
I was going to say, we also cannot forget about that little secret pen that they do the they take the D-line over to and they start hitting.
Oh, yeah, where they thought we couldn't see over, but you just go like this with your camera over top of the fence.
Yeah.
You just watch your camera.
Yeah, exactly. We'll see how they have that set up. But the other interesting...
Sorry.
I know, I know.
Did you just shit your pet? Hey, I'll give Ad credentials on his nose because AJ and I were like...
I literally couldn't focus on...
But it did smell like, it smelled like dog shit to me right away.
As soon as I smelled it, I was like, that's dog shit. I thought you just had it. No, but training camp last year was really cool. We had a blast down in Oxnard, and I'm excited for this year. Again, Murph's rolling in here. Yeah, that was you.
Okay, but I'll give you my three guys that I'm going to be watching in Baton in the stands, okay?
Yep.
He's not, watching
not one blue Baton. Virus.
Blue Virus. We better see Blue Virus there. He hasn't been on in chat for a little bit, but I know that he's gonna feel our vibe in his web.
He'll know.
Blue Virus. Not necessarily that I think that these guys are guys that I like. I'm huge fans of, but I'm just interested to see what they do because of the. Kind of talk about them. Number one is Trey Lance. Ooh. I'd like to see him out there throwing the ball and just see what he's got. I mean,
I like that. That's a good call.
We know that you can't take much from what they do in in those practice sessions, basically.
But you can take away if he's getting more reps than Cooper Rush.
Yes, yeah.
It's a signal.
It's a Siggy, yeah. Well,
it could also
show.
Be like the idea around Cooper Rush. I mean, sorry, Cooper Rush. But the idea around Trey Lance, if the more people are talking about him, possibly they have either that capital to trade him away coming into season or during
the season. Well, that's the hope. If you have two competing backups, your hope is...
Get rid of one of them.
One of them, let's trade them for something.
Like what the Cowboys did last year with them.
Well,
traded for him.
Okay, if Trey Lance has a good training camp and Dak isn't signed by season start, then... Trey Lance isn't traded away, then it kind of feels like they're having a sign, like they're... Maybe they are going towards a Trey Lance kind of keeper.
Fuck, that's risky. But AJ, you had two more.
Two more. The other guy is Sammy Dubs.
Yep. Okay.
Would like to see him.
Sammy, no shoelaces.
If he's just kind of not progressing, he's on the cut. He's got to be on the cut list if that's what we're seeing out of him. If you can, maybe we need him for the depth. And the other one is Kendricks.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, yeah, you know what?
How he takes command of that defense.
Yeah. Let's see what he does, where he's playing. And
I can respect that comment as a coach now, having bringing an old vet in.
Bringing an old vet in.
Bringing Oved in, you know.
I can't wait for Ad's coach speak.
Ad,
he's changed. We've now Ad's first coached. Ad's first.
So Sunday service we can do because I have my first. Well, no, but coaching thing tomorrow.
No, but what I'm going to say is your first practice as a coach, a football coach, is tomorrow.
Yes.
We will never know a different. Adam's going to be different from now on. He's now a coach.
He's going to come in. He's going to have sunglasses.
He's going to look down at us. He's going to throw shit at us. He's going
to
yell at us.
Or I always go back to this. I mean, when my guys do this, like.
Yeah. When I get my guys out on the field, they're just more prepared.
And you're always going to be doing this to me. Like, when my guys do this. And I'm telling them, just get back. Get back.
He's always showing.
All right, I get super.
Rip and swim.
Yeah.
Rip and swim.
Rip and swim.
Pin and pull. When I start to,
and it's always my guys.
Yeah,
my guys are going out there.
Yeah. Look, I can sympathize with Mike McCarthy here right now when his guys are out there.
But when I get my guys, I get my guys going.
Yeah. I was gonna say the other exciting thing that we didn't get to see. I mean, last year when we were at training camp, we're like, man, it looks like Micah is just fucking cutting through the line. And it didn't even look like there was an offensive line stopping the guys on defense. So having some of these new guys that we brought in, BB Guyton, seeing how they pair against the defensive line. BB Guyton
sounds like an awesome character.
BB Guyton? Oh, yeah.
BB Guyton sounds like the best. Either super soaker or like airsoft gun.
Definitely an airsoft gun.
I got the new BB Guyton.
The BG.
Or it's some sort of like Pog or that new like trendy kind of kids like middle schooler game that you play. Yeah. Ooh, that's the BB Guyton. But think
think
of it. Like last year when we were watching, like, man, holy shit, Micah and like they're tearing through, and we said it a couple times. I don't know if that's a good thing for our defensive line or a bad thing for our offensive line. So if we look at it and we see some good matchups with our O-line and D-line, I think that type of training camp battle is going to be a very, very important battle for us to watch and look at.
Because that's probably one of the most telling, actually, battles that happens in a scrimmage. Because you're not getting the hitting, you're not getting anything else, but an offensive lineman has to block a defensive lineman.
Yeah.
Right? Like they're it's not like they're not blocking the guy. When they're fully padded up, when an offensive lineman gets beat, he got beat. Or if a defensive lineman gets pancaked, he got pancaked, right? So that is one of the most telling. When you see either one of the sides of the offensive line or the defensive line winning those matchups over and over and over again, like Ad said, which we saw last.
Which is
not. It was like floodgates were open. And I don't know how it actually, we can look at last year. How did it translate? At the start of the season, pretty well. But then our defensive line, I guess that's the thing. You don't really see running defense, right? So you're kind of have this false sense of
security
with seeing them get at the pass. Oh. If the Cowboys' defensive line just had to rush a quarterback every down all day and not stop the run, they would have been the best unit in the NFL.
We're missing the most important thing that we want to see at training camp. We want to fucking see grumpy old Zimmer with his pot belly walking around on the field.
Zimmer's pot belly.
Zimmer in fucking training camp garb.
Hard nips,
tight ass shirt.
I think
fucking walking around.
I think the only answer of what do we want to see at training camp is Zimmer's pot belly.
Yeah, Zimmer's pot belly. Zimmer PB.
You know, about that offensive battle. About that line battle that's going to happen.
See that? He won't say anything bad about Zimmer. He just fucking easily shifts it right there.
AJ's a Zimmer guy.
Nope. AJ's a Zim boy.
A Zim boy.
You know, I am a Zim.
A Zim boy. Isn't that new nicotine thing that you put in your mouth? Yeah.
Oh.
A Zim boy.
Ryan gave me one of those at Majors.
Oh, a Zin?
Yeah. He's like, toss up and you're doing upper deck for 10 minutes. And then as soon as you start feeling like I had to take it out.
Brand? That was actually called cocaine.
Yeah, and then I took the Zin and I was like, okay, and that's when you're like, let's go. I was like, yeah, I gotta go. I'm fucking.
You're all Adam Zinned. He's fully Zinned.
Yeah,
he was Zimboid.
I got fucking Zineboid. Zineboid.
I wouldn't mind if we're privy to a little bit of a little rough and tough fisticuff between the O line and the D line, because what I think we're missing up there. Is a little bit, and that might have been the reason that we kept seeing them blow by them. Is like, let's get a little pride, let's get a little bit of that, you know, borderline, I'll punch you type of mentality in the middle of a football game.
Yep.
Let's get rough. Like, well, I'd love to see a little bit of a pushing match.
We probably
guys are going for it.
Look, bring up. bring up the last time the Rams and the Cowboys
meant
scrimmage together.
I meant
at training camp.
I know, but I was talking
about just actual team members.
Yeah, like our new guys,
right?
Standing up, sticking up, like
BB.
Yeah, BB.
BB Guyton.
Just saying, hey,
BB Guyton's probably going to piss off somebody. Imagine, but what? Yes, totally having that kind of aggression with team internal. But I actually think if we do go that week and there's that scrimmage, there's always something to go down.
Well, let's cruise through these dates here and see what we got.
So
it kicks off July 25th. Friday 26th is an open practice. Oxnard Fan Night hosted by Visit Oxnard, who has invited us to their little abode. Yeah, by the field, so
you know that we're gonna fucking rock Oxnard. Visit Oxnard.
Want to give a big shout out to the Visit Oxnard chef or food services team
and the steak sandwiches, whatever they did last time.
My goodness, those were
I wouldn't
deadly.
Know.
And who put all the cold drinks up on there?
Appreciate.
Visit Oxnard. We will be there.
Then on Saturday the 27th, we got the Cowboys back together weekend opening ceremony. So I guess this is where the training camp officially kicks off on that Sunday. The same old thing. Doesn't look like there's any practices going on.
There's an open Cowboys cheerleaders at Rio Mesa High School. Alex might try to register for that.
Try to get in there. But then the 30th, 31st, we have open practices. August 2nd, 3rd, 5th, and 6th are open practices. And then we get to our first scrimmage versus the Los Angeles Rams, the LA Rams, on August 8th, open practice August 9th, and then preseason game one. So that takes us right up to there. They do not practice a lot.
No, they don't.
They don't.
But I've heard those are open practices. I talked to them, a couple guys last year.
Oh,
they end up coming out and having an afternoon practice where it's just close to the public.
Okay. And they're doing film. They're doing walkthrough stuff. The thing about that week, the Monday, Tuesday with the open practice and the scrimmage versus the Rams, like that's a good week for us to go to see at least a scrimmage, because you're down in Oxnard. The scrimmage, you're kind of like, yeah, people, like it's not a game, so stuff's going to get heated.
No, but you're going to see something.
Yeah, you're going to absolutely see something.
Because there's guys from both teams trying to make
the squad.
You're
competing. It's the first team. It's the first non-teammate that you're competing against.
And it won't be just Cowboys fans at that. That would be a packed day.
Yeah, definitely. Good call.
It's at 2 p.m.
The rest of it runs until the 21st, but those are the kind of...
Well, we're looking for us. We're looking Monday, August 5th to Friday, August 9th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, exactly. That's a jam-packed week.
It would be a great week.
It would be.
But yeah, do you guys have any other people you're going to be looking at before we wrap this motherfucker up?
I'll be looking at the bandwagon boys, see how they hold themselves together in year two of training camp.
You're deciding how we're going to hold ourselves together, year two? How are you going to hold yourself together?
Oh, you know I'm going
to
be improved.
Hey, here's one thing I'm excited. We're not going to have to fucking nearly kill ourselves because our kickers can't make a kick. We know we got Aubrey.
Well, what I want to make sure is that, we don't trust Aubrey yet. What we need to low key get on board with Visit Oxnard with is give us your fucking camp Wi-Fi password so we can live stream this bitch properly. Because the biggest problem last year was I had to be at one position on the bleachers to be able to live stream. I don't think
me clipping this and tagging them is going to go over well, but
hey,
I've always been that. I've always been that kind of rebel.
We love you.
Visit Oxnard. All right, we will be back Sunday for the Sunday service. We don't know what time exactly yet. It'll be some point in the afternoon. So stick around from there till now. Just stay on our page. Watch 24/7 hours of Cowboys Camp fan content. All right, if you know a Dallas Cowboys fan, you go tell them that you love them.
And we love you, Dallas Cowboys fan!
And if you know somebody who's not a Dallas Cowboys fan, you go ahead and tell them.
Crack them if you got them.
Crack them if you got them. That was nice.
That was pleasant.
That was nice.
I mean, as a coach now, I want to be a little bit more respectful to people.
Yeah, I don't like it. I hate it. I don't like it.
I don't like BWB coach. BWB coach.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that.
Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.